Hello and welcome once again. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with a program that helps you learn and improve your American English. Today we have two stories for you. The first is about a growing influence that the Muslim religion is having on U.S. schools. Then, for something completely different, we go in search of the world's best-tasting coffee. As It Is starts now. As religious minorities increase in the United States, some want their public schools to close not only on Christmas, but also on their religious holidays. The issue is being debated in Montgomery County, Maryland, near Washington, D.C. It has become a difficult issue for local school boards, which set education policy in cities or towns. In the United States, public schools are under the control of local officials, not state or federal governments. Bob Doty explains.
In most U.S. public school districts, the number of religious minorities is small. But in Montgomery County, about 10% of students are Muslim. Musa Siddiqui is in the fourth grade. He says schools should be closed on the Muslim holiday Eid al-Adha, the Feast of the Sacrifice.
Whenever I have Eid on school days, I have to be dropped off of school. And then it goes on my report card, and I don't like how that goes.
Some Muslims also want schools to close on Eid al-Fitr at the end of Ramadan. At least six U.S. school districts already close on both Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. Zainab Chowdhury is a member of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. She welcomes the fact that school officials have given Muslim students permission to miss classes on religious holidays. But she thinks it is unfair for Muslim children to miss class when other children are in school.
Classes are still in session, so they still miss classroom instruction. Teachers will still teach. If there's exams that are going to be scheduled for that day, there will still be exams that students will miss out on if they decide to take off for school.
Montgomery County has some of the best schools in the United States. People from around the world live in the county. Local residents celebrate many different holidays. This year, Eid al-Adha will be celebrated at the same time as the Jewish holiday Yom Kippur. Schools in the county have been closed on Yom Kippur since the 1970s. Back then, school board officials found that 15% of the students and teachers were out of school on the holiday. Recently, parents of Muslim students attended a meeting of the Montgomery County Board of Education. Batya Steinloff is a Jewish religious leader and a member of the Jewish Community Relations Council of Washington. She supported the Muslim parents.
To communicate an appreciation of the rich diversity of Montgomery County.
But the board's chairman, Phil Kaufman, said a government agency should not recognize any religious holiday.
I don't think we should have any mention of specific religious holidays in our calendar because we are a public school.
All in favor.
The board voted to remove all of the names of religious holidays, including Christmas, from the official school schedule. However, schools will still be closed on those days. Saqib Ali is a parent and member of the Equality for Eid Coalition. He was not happy about the vote.
It seems like somebody's bending over backwards really, really hard to try and not give equality to the Muslim community.
He said many residents will reject the board's decision.
It's going to cause significant backlash in the wider community against the school board and against this administration.
Some people reacted to the decision on social media. They accused the school board and Muslims of opposing Christmas. Charles Haynes works at the Religious Freedom Center. He says the school board is in a difficult position.
Because the United States is now one of the most
religiously diverse places in the world. And more religious minorities in the United States are speaking up and saying, we're here too. You've accommodated the Christians and the Jews on the calendar. What about us?
Mr. Haynes says if a religious group is large enough, it may be able to pressure a school to close because so many students will be absent on that faith's holiday.
But absent that argument, the school board may not do it without violating the First Amendment.
Among other things, the First Amendment to the United States Constitution requires a separation between religion and government. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio promised during his campaign last year to close schools in America's largest city for Eid. If he does, it may help Muslim parents in Montgomery County and other places. I'm Bob Doty.
You are listening to the Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. An international group of coffee experts has rated Ethiopia's coffee as the best in the world. Coffee is a top export for the country. But at home, it is a source of national pride. Ethiopians feel good about their coffee, and enjoying a drink with friends is a long-standing tradition. What makes Ethiopian coffee the best? Marcia James thinks she knows.
An international group of coffee experts has rated Ethiopia's coffee as the best in the world. Coffee is a top export for the country. But at home, it is a source of national pride. Ethiopians feel good about their coffee, and enjoying a drink with friends is a long-standing tradition. International coffee experts travel the world to find the best-tasting cup of coffee. They keep returning to Ethiopia. Some people say the climate produces quality beans. Morten Weiningard is a coffee importer.
You have different old ancient varietals referred to as Ethiopian heirloom. They are grown in places with perfect soil, perfect altitude, and microclimates that are really suitable for coffee processing, such as drying, things like that.
Finding the best quality beans is often an issue of taste. The intense process is known as cupping, tasting and comparing coffee from different roasted beans, grading, and then pricing them. But before international experts come to taste, coffee beans are studied in small coffee laboratories. Helena Safa, a lab technician, describes the process.
When the coffee comes to the lab, we assess the coffee quality first by recording the details. Then we weigh the moisture level and we screen the beans for analysis. After that, we grind the coffee beans and taste the samples. At the end, we check for defective bean.
Mubarak Abaoli is a lab worker. He says the testing is a very difficult and lengthy process.
We sort out the defect manually by hand, and we sort out the defect according to the defect types. The types are immature, pest damage, foxy, black. All has to be sorted out according to the severity of the defects.
Ethiopia is making big profits on its coffee reputation with exports to more than 120 countries. The country has an export revenue of more than $840 million a year. But not all the best coffee leaves Ethiopia. 40% of the coffee grown in the country stays there. It remains an important part of everyday life at work, at home, and at ceremonies just to celebrate that special cup. I'm Marcia James.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. This is VOA, the Voice of America.